Welcome to the Go Fast and Win podcast powered by the Sharp Plays. No, it is not your favorite degenerate fake Morgan Freeman. I figured since I've been on VSiN a couple times that Morgan was no longer necessary for our episodes. So let's jump right into the new season here. The topic that I want to get into today to start. So I guess I should step back one and say, first of all, I'm using an iPhone app to record these podcasts. I did that. I had a microphone and the whole setup before. I obviously still do. But I wanted something that I could use when I'm mobile. There are a lot of times that I want to throw an audio clip out there where words just don't work. They don't carry the same tone or emotion as a one-minute audio clip might. So I wanted to have the ability this football season to put together not podcasts, but on the go, little tidbits along the way. And I needed something that would allow me mobility. The iPhone app does. The negative to it, the audio kind of blows. I don't know. You know, there's not many features that I can use in the equalizer. And honestly, guys, I'm not going to go in and put together a recording on this app and then download it to my laptop or my home computer and start tweaking it. And it's what it is. So hopefully the voice comes across good. The sound comes across decent enough. Hopefully it's at least just functional. That's my goal, is functionality here. I'm not looking to be the newest New Heights podcast. I just want something to work, allow me to get information in your hands and make it easier than you sitting and reading six pages of text to get the same information over to you. All right. With that said, let's dive into today's episode. And the way these episodes are going to go is I'm going to have an opening segment. It'll be, you know, the lesson or the strategy or the commentary for that week. Then I'll get into a free selection for that week, a game I'm looking at that I'm interested in. And then at the end, sometimes if I haven't just blabbed for hours on end at the beginning, I'll also have some my two cents at the end of the episode. I know that was a big hit when it was in the newsletter. So I'll throw it into this episode and then I'll sign off with a good luck and send you on your way and hopefully to a successful week of sports betting. As I also said, there will be some small audio tidbits from time to time in Telegram that I'll put together using this app. I'll just post to the channel. Makes it easy. Gets a lot of information in your hands. You know, 2 minutes of talking can sometimes put out a much better presentation than just typing up two, three paragraphs that half of you stop a third of the way through anyway. So today I want to talk about hot and cold streaks. Yes, I talk about them all the time, but that's mostly in text and articles. And I wanted to create an episode, an audio file, so people for whom reading isn't fundamental, that these folks had an option to get the same information in a short period of time. Some of this might be a repeat for those of you in TSP Live because it's a topic I talk about at least once a week, I would say. But my hope is that there will be new information, some helpful takes that I've not previously discussed that I'll cover in this episode, which you can take away and thereby it's worthwhile to you listening throughout. For those unaware of what I'm talking about, let me take you back to November of 2024. The TSP portfolio at the time was the core content of TSP Live. Back in 2024, there was no Hermes AI, and the portfolio did quite well. Heading into the middle of November 2024, it was up 95% or 95 units, meaning it was only 5% or 5 units away from doubling your bankroll for the year 2024. That's obviously pretty impressive. Unfortunately, nothing goes straight up, though. And such a run was so strong that it was due for some regression at some point, some major regression. I mean, throughout 2024, there's always some cold streaks for a week or 10 days here and there where you get ground down a little bit. But it was definitely due for major regression because it did not have a real cold streak in 2024. In the end, well, that happened in November, late November, I should say. And it was followed by a 19% regression from November to December, where the TSP portfolio still had a monster year, showing 75%, 74% bankroll growth, but it ended on that rough cold streak. To me, yeah, I always want to win, but such regression was not outsized or abnormal, especially given the run we had going in. You can't gain 94% bankroll growth and not expect to have a 10, 15, 20 or more percent drawdown at some point in that year. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. It's not me saying it. It's not personal belief. It's actual statistics. If you do a statistical analysis of sports betting performance and you plug in the win percentage, the ROI, et cetera, of the Sharp Plays content, it's going to tell you you could have statistically at least one, if not two, 30% regressions over the course of a year. That's decent, and most people can't handle it. So to me, when I saw this regression, it wasn't abnormal, but the run made far too many people overly emotional. And I get it. Maybe you just joined in November or December, so you didn't get the benefit of the rest of the year. But unfortunately, cold runs don't happen when it's convenient. So people were irate with the performance and could not understand how such performance is possible for a winning sports bettor for winning content. They didn't understand because for years, they've been sold lies by touts and sports books about how easy sports betting is, about how wonderful it is to be a professional sports bettor, and how the lifestyle is low effort and high reward. Fast cars, private jets, women, money, etc. Unfortunately, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Sure, it's a great lifestyle in terms of the rewards you can get out of it. I mean, you know how much I like to travel. I have really anything I could think of or want. It's a good situation. But I didn't get here because it's easy and simple. I tell you the story many times. I was a professional. I shouldn't say professional bettor. I was a bettor in 1993. I was just in high school. I was betting offshore with English Sports Betting. They had just launched. I saw an ad for them in a fantasy football magazine. I ripped it out. I filled out the form. I sent in a money order with, I think, $100 or $200. And that's how I first started betting with a bookie, was English Sports Betting. And I had dreams of turning my $200 into, you know, $20,000 as a high school kid, which would have been like $20 million, and, you know, buying a nice car and having cash for whatever I needed, et cetera, because I bought into that good lifestyle dream too. So I get it. It's easy to sell that dream to people when you're in a miserable job and you hate what you're doing and you don't have enough money for something. Selling someone on this free, easy, simple way to make a fortune and have everything you want, people get sucked into that dream and then they don't want to let it go. So then when someone like myself comes along and tries to teach you the realities of betting, well, you got sold on that dream a long time ago, and you don't want to hear my reality of it. You don't want to hear the reality that I have from 32 years of being a bettor and about 20 of those and change being a professional bettor. So it's just that the easy lifestyle isn't easy money by any means. It takes a lot of effort to win and to get there. So yeah, life is great now, but it took a lot of effort to get here. It took a lot of understanding, a lot of patience, a lot of discipline. And my goal is to save you a lot of the time that it took me to learn those things, because it didn't come initially. My gambling journey began with guys like Jack Price or Wayne Root or Dr. Ron Bash. It took me a minute to think of his name. Johnny DeMarco, all these 900 touts that were like, call me up for my 10-game parlay. I've won 4 10-game parlays this season. No, they haven't. They're full of shit. But I got sucked into that. So I get how people can get sucked into the dream. But the issue is this, and I'll tell you right now, if someone out there could hit at the level the Sharp Plays content hits at, my life would be a lot easier. I would pay them a monthly fee, I would follow their content, and I would keep raking in the same profits. Unfortunately for me, I have yet to find that person or service. So I have to do it myself as part of the Sharp Plays team. What makes the business hard is gambling realities. There are things that the touts and sportsbooks hide from you when they're trying to sell you on that easy life of being a sports betting pro. First and foremost, the important reality is to accept losing. Losing is a big part of gambling, and most people can't handle it. Everybody can handle winning. That's simple. But very, very few people can handle losing. Touts and books like to sell you on the idea that there are losses, but they're so few and far between. Don't even worry about it. You probably won't even notice you're losing. Well, I mean, that's next level bullshit. The reality is that Billy Walters, who's probably considered the legend in sports betting, hit 57 to 58% in his career as a sports bettor, which means even Billy Walters was losing 43% of his games. So out of every 100 games that Billy Walters bet on, 43 of them were losing. And that's a decent percentage. He's had hundreds of cold runs throughout, because hitting 57% is not hitting 77% or 100%. It's just he knew how to handle those cold streaks and move on. And that is the hardest thing for me to teach people. I have been trying to do it for years and years, and a lot of people have come around to it. But still, there are a lot of people out there that don't know how to handle a cold streak. My goal is to get TSP clients to understand how to handle cold streaks and to move on from them. Because once you can grasp that, this business actually can be easy. Let's move into the lesson portion, the teaching portion of this episode, which is the concept that you need to understand. The core concept here is the betting cycle. Sports betting always runs in cycles, and the cycle is very simple. It goes hot streak, cold streak, back to hot streak, back to cold streak, back to hot streak, back to cold streak. No matter how good your year is, if you break it down in terms of performance, you'll easily be able to spot, okay, I went on a 10, 20, 30 day run here. Then I had a 20 day cold run. Then I had a 20 day hot run. Then I had an 8 day cold run. Then I had a 12 day hot run. The year just progresses in that way. You have to accept that. It's not just, oh, I had a hot run from January 1st, 2025 until January 28th, 2037. It doesn't work that way. The biggest mistake bettors make is fighting the cold streak emotionally. And in the process of being an emotional bettor, they burn a ton of bankroll. The pro approach, the way the professional bettors do it, is they bet lighter during cold runs and heavier during hot runs. The way a lot of novice gamblers do it is they bet more in cold runs as they panic and get aggressive and try to get out of the hole than they actually bet when they're winning. And that's the first thing that you have to notice. And that's the first thing that you obviously have to change. Bet lighter during the cold runs. That's the key. The second, don't panic. People panic as though they're never going to win a bet again. Oh my God, we've had 10 straight days of losing. We're 0-12 on our last 12 bets. We're never going to win again. That is bullshit that you're telling yourself. Nothing happens that way. I have a friend, awful gambler, but you know what? He has plenty of hot runs too. So even if you're a shitty gambler, you can get on hot runs. It's just a matter of time. Being a professional, your hot runs are typically better than your cold runs, and you have more hot runs than cold runs, and therein lies how you grind your profit. The next thing in the pro approach to losing is use the downtime to reset and prepare. Gambling on a daily basis around, you know, year round takes a toll on you. It takes a toll on you mentally, and it takes a toll on you physically. Even myself, you know, I consider myself well at managing my emotions of betting, but you have a hot streak, you have a cold streak, you're doing it every day. Your brain needs time to take a break. So when you see that first day or two and you go, oh, this is a cold streak here, sit back and chill out. Don't gamble if you don't want to. In terms of TSP Live, we're only going to be betting small units. So put the little action in, sit back, read a book. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it. That hot run is going to come. Every day that you can survive the cold run gets you closer to the next hot run. The last probably part that I could say is be ready for the hot run then. Instead of sweating the cold run, use your brain power to prepare to scale back, you know, for the cold run, but also to then prepare how are you going to operate when the turn comes? Is it a certain wager? Is it a certain risk level? How are you going to operate when the turn comes? And if you say you don't know when the turn is going to come, there are ways to spot it. This past week is a perfect example of it. On Wednesday, we had a strong day. And on Thursday morning, when I got into TSP Live and sent the first alert of the day, I said, listen, guys, yesterday could have been the turn day. It had all the hallmarks of being a turn. But if it is the turn day, that means this day, today, Thursday, is the speed bump day. This is when you have that great progression, and then the very next day, because it was so strong, is immediate regression. So let's be aware that this is the possible speed bump day. And if it is, don't worry, don't sweat it, because then that means we're going to have a profitable run over the next couple days, at least, at a minimum. And Friday through Monday, we had a great run. We had the rollover hit on Sunday with Miami. We had a great day on Saturday of college football. Hermes opens the season 2-0. TSP Live Radar over the weekend went 6-1, 6-2 overall in the season. It lost on Baylor during the week, but on the weekend, 6-1. That's as good as it gets. Then on Monday, not only did we win a good sized bet on the Cincinnati Reds, it was also Tony's group move from TSP Insiders, but we did it in a comeback shocking fashion. Because when you're on a hot run, the breaks go your way. What does it look like when the breaks go your way? Well, you're down in the bottom of the ninth and your team needs some runs to win, and they get those runs and win it, close it out in the bottom of the ninth. In a cold run, what happens? You're the team that has the lead going in the bottom of the ninth and you get screwed in the end. In the hot run, you're the team that does the screwing. So it's definitely been a hot run. How long will it go? I don't know. I hope it'll go 3 more weeks. But if it doesn't, we ground a lot of profit back. We did very well. We have 3%, 3 units of bank in our rollover. We cashed a nice 1 unit play on Monday. And if you follow the method that I do for TSP live content. You won a unit by following Tony on Cincinnati. You won the unit by following Hermes that was also on Cincinnati. And you won the unit by hitting it in the portfolio. That's a massive gain from just one play. And that's how we take advantage of a hot run. We get aggressive. During the cold run over the past, whatever it was, 10 days, maybe that led into Wednesday of this past week, the bets that I was putting out were 0.2 units, 0.25 units, 0.3 units. When we got hot, it was one unit and more potentially, because on Sunday we were putting 1.78 units, 1.78% at risk on Miami to get our rollover moving. That's how you do it. This is the game. Every hot run leads to a cold run. Every cold run leads to the next hot run. If you survive the cold stretches, then you're always positioned for the next upswing. So when the cold run hits, don't panic. Don't send me the messages. I mean, you can message me, that's fine. But you know, stop thinking about it as, oh my God, we're getting killed. We're never going to win again. Yes, we will. This happens all the time. That's what I need people to understand. This happens all the time. And at the sharp plays, at least, the hot runs almost always outperform what the previous cold run took away. And when your hot runs grind a little bit more than your cold runs, and you have just a couple more hot runs than cold runs, that's a simple equation for a net profit over time. To do this, to succeed in this way, patience and emotional control are essential. While patience and emotional control are essential, they're also boring. Nobody wants to concentrate on that, but you get a payoff from that. If you can have patience and emotional control, the payoff is the fun factor from betting. When you win at gambling, you get a dopamine release in your brain that's equivalent to cocaine. That's where the euphoria comes when you win a bet like the Reds, which you've chalked up to a loss, and in the bottom of the ninth, somehow they magically pull it out, and you feel like you're ready to party after you get that one. That's the dopamine flowing through your system. It's the fun factor. It's why we get into this business to begin with, are for those runs. Unfortunately, you don't get those runs all the time. They're not every day. They're not every week. They're not every month. You have to pay some dues to get them, to enjoy them. But if you can pay the dues, if you can ride out the cold streaks, you're going to be there for the epic weekends, for the great weekends. I wouldn't consider this past weekend an epic weekend for anyone who's wondering. Epic weekends are those where we cash a parlay and a first touchdown, and next thing you know, instead of a 5 or 10% bankroll gain, we're talking 15, 20% or more bankroll gain over the course of a week that's capped off by a great weekend. Those are the epic ones. We get them every year, multiple times a year. We had a bunch during March Madness where we absolutely killed it. But yeah, you don't get them every month. So after great runs in March and April, we just ground profits in May, June, and July. August was a down month. It was the cold streak here. Now let's get it back rolling in September. This is how the game is played. To reach those epic weekends, though, you've got to ride out the cold spells. The final word on this that I would bring in is success in this business as a professional bettor takes three things: discipline, patience, and control. If you're able to manage yourself and you have those three things, you'll stay in the game for the long term and make the real money. You'll be that professional bettor who people look to and go, look at this guy. He's got the cars, he's got the women, he's got the money, he's got the house, he travels all the time, goes to Vegas when he wants to, et cetera, et cetera. But it requires a lot. It requires a lot of effort, not just managing yourself and those things, but it also requires time. If you're starting out in this business with $1,000 or a $10,000 bankroll and hoping to make your living at professional gambling, it's going to take a little bit. There's no fast track. Yeah, you could hit that big magical parlay that brings in $700,000, $900,000, $200,000, whatever. But those people are rare. It's like winning the lottery. However, it doesn't take a lot to make a fortune in this business. I've discussed in previous articles that if you are able to make just a 3% or 3-unit gain per month in profit, that after 6 years, you'll have an 8x return on your bankroll. So if you start out with $10,000 today, in 6 years, you'll have $80,000. Another 6 years, you're going to have $640,000. That's how the compounding takes over. And you might go, oh my God, but that's 12 years of time. Yeah, there's no fast track to this. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, I started betting in 1993. I didn't start making a good living off of it until 2003 to 2005. That's 12 years. You know, a lot of it I lost. I kind of had a fast track later on when I was making more money and able to put a larger bankroll aside to gamble. But it takes time. But before you know it, that time passes. And next thing you know, instead of a $10,000 bankroll, you're sitting there and going, wow, 12 years later, I'm sitting on $600,000-$700,000. Now you're cooking. Now you can make a living at it and continue to expand your bankroll from there. Those who can't manage themselves, those who don't have the discipline, patience, or control, well, eventually, all the money on your credit cards, all the money in the bank, money from family, you're going to sell things, all that money is going to go to the sports books. And that's the money the sports books are going to use to pay myself and the other TSP Live clients and TSP followers who were able to manage themselves. So manage yourself. Accept betting reality. Realize that this game isn't easy. There are hot runs and there are cold runs. You can't avoid the cold runs. You can try. And there are going to be people who are listening to this today who are going to experience a TSP cold run at some point and are going to skip town. They're going to stop following. That's fine. I get it. But you're going to go and you're going to chase somewhere else expecting it to be beautiful and perfect and you're going to make a fortune. You're never going to have a cold streak. And you're not going to find that. And in 2 to 3 years or 2 to 3 months, you're going to be back at the sharp place because there is nobody better out there. I realize I'm biased in that, but if there was somebody better out there, I would follow them in an instant because what I do every day is a lot of work to have this lifestyle. It is a lot of work to make this money. It is a lot of work to perform at these levels. I would eagerly move on and sit back and go, well, there is somebody better and I'm following them now, but that doesn't exist. And you'll come to that realization too. You may not believe me now. Go venture out there, pay a bunch of services, see how it goes. I'll see you back in a year or two, and we'll get ready to make some money together again. So that's it, folks. That's where I'm going to end this segment for the teaching. Hot and cold runs. Deal with the cold runs. Enjoy the hot runs. There's no way around it. Be patient. There's no math for how bad a cold run can be. They can be brutal. They can take 50% of your bankroll or more in a bad cold run. But even if they do, it doesn't mean you're dead. Doesn't mean it's over. TSP portfolio had a 50% drawdown in 2023. That's far, far worse than 2024's cold run. And it survived, had a phenomenal year. These are part of the game. Don't bring expectations into it. Accept betting reality. Have discipline, patience, and control. And this can be a very fun and easy business for you. Now let's get into some content for the week ahead and look at some games that are out there getting action. It's only Tuesday as I'm putting this together, so there isn't a lot, you know, going on. There's a lot of back and forth action you see in the markets, but I will say one of the caveats to betting on what I discuss in a Tuesday podcast is a lot can change and we see a lot change throughout the week. So it's important maybe to note the action and information here, but I would say, you know, don't dive in head first because a lot can change between now and Saturday when the games go off or Sunday in the case of NFL. But a couple things, you know, starting to pop up on the radar and take shape. So let's discuss it. The first one I noted because, of course, it involves Ole Miss. For those of you who don't know, Ole Miss is my adopted alma mater. It's a long story. I've gotten long enough on this podcast, so I'll just keep it simple. A couple years ago, they're playing LSU. It was a TSP selection, big play for us. And they were getting killed. They came all the way back. And before they came all the way back, I said, man, if Ole Miss can pull this out, I'm going to a game this season in Oxford. And Ole Miss pulled it out. They came back from being way down. They beat LSU. Massive win for us at the sharp plays. And I kept my word and went to a game at Oxford. Loved it. What an experience. If you ever get a chance to go there, it's a quaint small town in the middle of nowhere in Mississippi. You fly into Memphis and then you drive in this just nice, peaceful farmland. And, you know, it's just a beautiful scenery as you head in for about an hour's drive outside of Memphis. And then all of a sudden you come up on this quaint small town. The campus is beautiful, very colonial, goes back obviously to the 1800s pre-Civil War. An amazing, amazing place. It's definitely worth checking out. The Grove, phenomenal tailgating. So that's my experience and connection to Ole Miss. Followed the team, both football and basketball, very closely ever since. And it's allowed me to kind of get a personal perspective on the team and motivations and things like that. I'm pretty strong on my selections on or against Ole Miss. Last year, in the game with Kentucky, whom they're playing this week, we took Kentucky. I felt it was too many points. Love Ole Miss, but felt it was too many points. So Kentucky got a win. This year and this week, I'm seeing sharp money coming in on Ole Miss. The game opened at 9. It's already up to 10.5. Blew right through that 10, which is a modestly more perception-based key number of 10 versus actual statistically based, but blew right through that number and is now sits at 10.5. Ole Miss looks at Kentucky as a disaster for them last year. Not only did Kentucky cover, but they won outright. I didn't expect them to win outright last year, but they won outright. Ole Miss comes into this game with a ton of revenge because that Kentucky loss easily kept them out of the playoff last year, and Ole Miss is not going to let that happen again. I think they are going to bring everything this week to get the win. Will they cover? That's always a tough question. You know, will they put it over the top? Kiffin is the type of coach who runs up the score on you. He likes to win and cover for the alumni. He tends to do a good job of that. He does a good job of getting the over. I can't have any comment on the total just because I don't really see anything there. So that's a toss-up to me. But on the side, I think Ole Miss wants to make a point and they want to get some revenge on Kentucky. I could see this cover. The sharp money makes sense. And it's coming in strong so far this week on Ole Miss minus 10.5. TSP Live subscribers might say, why isn't it on the TSP Live radar yet if it is a big sharp angle? Well, it's not that big of a sharp angle. It's just one they're attacking early. And number two, for something to get on the TSP Live radar, it has to have a certain betting volume to show that it's not just some, you know, handful of players hammering something. This game is not anywhere near that necessary betting volume. That usually happens around Wednesday, Thursday of the week. So we'll see if Ole Miss eventually makes it on the TSP Live radar or as a Hermes selection or something else. But right now, it's just something I'm looking at. Ole Miss minus 10.5. Another one that I'm seeing good money coming in on is Texas. And it kind of makes sense. You know, Arch Manning has been a laughingstock this past week. Everyone's making fun of him, the memes that he's adopted, all that sort of stuff. I think the good thing for him is all his expectations have been tossed out. It's a full reset for him. And I think what would work this week is Texas knows that they need him to get confidence. And I could see them blowing out this week. I could see that 36.5 spread that they're laying. I could see Texas winning 49-0. So it makes sense that there's money coming in on Texas, something to watch for later in the week. But right now, Texas, definite a sharp target for the college football week ahead. Going over to the pros, the one, it's a lot of mixed action. I tell people the week ones of every sport are always difficult. It's difficult because the lines have been sharpened for weeks, months in advance. These lines have been out forever. They're pretty sharp. I don't expect a lot of content this week from NFL. I do in college. Once you get past week one, then things start to get easier to play and follow sharp money. But when it's been hitting a game for months and months and months, it's impossible almost to get a good number. But there are going to be a couple spots, just like there were a couple spots in week one of college football, and it worked out well. So let's see if it works out well in NFL, where this week, the only game out there that I'm seeing any good sharp money on is the Colts over the Dolphins. It's Colts minus 1 to a pick, depending on the book, over the Dolphins. Consistent sharp money coming in on them. And we'll see how that develops as the week goes along. So the three clear sharp targets early in the week, at least, are Ole Miss, Texas, and the Indianapolis Colts. As for a My Two Cents this week, I'm going to forgo the My Two Cents. It's already been a very long discussion because of what I let in for the episode with regard to the hot and cold streak. So I'm going to hold off on that for now. Usually the opening commentary of these episodes will not be as long as it was this week, but it's first week getting everybody ready for the season and an important topic to me. It's a little long, but let's cut it short here. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed the content. I do apologize for the audio. Again, I'm using an app on an iPhone, so if it sounds like I'm in a cave or I'm underwater, not much I can do or honestly that I care to do. I'm not looking for a professional podcast, just trying to get information, raw information in your hands in raw audio format. So hopefully this succeeded in that very low bar of a goal. Thank you again very much for listening, taking the time. Good luck in your action this week. And let's get this season off on a great foot. Let's get the heat going in this hot run. Started last week. Let's keep it rolling through NFL. And above all, let's have some fun.